Hello?
Hello.
Hi, it's recording now.
Okay.
So I'm talking to Viv Iansen of the Burslem School of Art. Hello.
Hello there, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good. And we're just discussing the network working for work training provided for their weekly job club in Burslem, Stoke-on-Trent over February to April of this year. Now, Viv, you coordinate a weekly job club at the Burslem School of Art. How long has this job club been going?
The job club actually started at the end of January this year. So we're six months in now, basically.
Okay, and why did you start it up? What's the local need for the service?
There's a lot of local need. There is no provision in the local area for people to get computer access. The nearest one is Tunstall, which is a couple of miles away, or Hanley, which again is about a mile up the road. So there's nothing for people within the ST6 postcode to actually come and have that service provision. So that was one of the needs, to basically provide computer access to people and then to provide a service where we can start to build people's confidence because of their high levels of unemployment in the area.
Okay. And what type of support and advice do you offer to local job seekers in terms of the one-on-one advice you give?
Yep, okay. Well, first of all, we offer a CV clinic, which when I talk to people about looking for work, the first thing I'll ask them is, have you got a CV? And how does it? How do you think it sells your skills and abilities? Because a CV is always your only way, really, in a lot of cases, of talking to an employer. So the first thing we would do is, as I say, look at the CV or develop a CV with a client. If they haven't got one, we will then look at, okay, what do we do? Now we have that CV, and the next step then would be to try and throw the job search net as far as possible. So that would be when we start to look at internet training, setting up email addresses, and how we can use that to make a job search more efficient.
Okay. And in spring of this year, Networking for Work offered the job seekers advice on training in their online profiles and how that can support their search for work. And we work with job seekers on things like creating a simple professional sounding email address, a LinkedIn profile, and assessing their current online profiles and how these might work better for them. How do you think that added to your job club?
That added a great deal. I think it opened people's eyes to what was on the internet. A lot of our clients are very new to the internet. And maybe not fully aware of what's actually on there. So being able to do a search on your own name and see what comes up, I think, was quite eye-opening for a lot of people to realise how much information gets on there, and that employers can start and use that to look at what a person is like and to get an overall feel for them. And then the email address was very, very useful, because I see a lot of people with very bizarre email addresses. people don't realise that something like an email address can also give an indication to an employer of the type of person you are. I don't want to give any examples at the moment, but some email addresses don't always give a positive feel for a person. And so it was good to be able to put that professional approach across and explain why you need to just have a very simple email that uses your name and doesn't give any information away. And why that really benefits people.
Yeah. Okay. And how do you think a strong online profile might help job seekers in their search for work?
Again, it's getting out that positive feel for a person and really selling their skills and abilities, which, when you're looking for work, that's what it's about, isn't it? It's about selling your skills and abilities to that employer. And because employers use the internet so much more widely now, being able to get a really good job profile out there on the internet can only be of a benefit to people.
Yeah. I remember one lady we helped with a LinkedIn profile, and she found that quite useful. She connected with an old employer quite quickly and got a recommendation, so that proved quite useful for her.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you think might be some of the risks for job seekers being active online without an awareness of these issues?
Again, what we said before about the information that can get put on the internet, especially with Facebook and not being aware of the security settings on Facebook and being able to secure that yourself. Things that friends may put on there that you don't realise are on there is always a risk, and being able to make sure your Facebook page is locked down, so it really is only your friends that can see that, is again a really big eye-opener for people, and really does make them more aware of what is out there and how to start and put boundaries into place for them so that they're aware of what they need to do in order to make their profile a positive one on the internet.
Okay, yeah. And do you have any other thoughts, just anything else to add at all? Doesn't matter if you don't worry.
No, I can't think of anything at the moment.
Okay, all right, just in case you were thinking of something you haven't said yet, but you wanted to, but that's fine. I'll just stop recording on this, bear with me.